Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4857.
Identify a person who's had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
The first person that comes to mind would be my grandpa. He just always set good examples for me, just, you know, how to be a kind person and help others in need, and just such a generous, helpful person. Just always set good examples for me.
What do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be a influential teacher. I'm licensed in physical education, and I want to have an impact on kids in a way where they're learning about living an active lifestyle, a healthy lifestyle. I work at a high school now, and kids just eat Doritos and drink Mountain Dew at lunch, and it's disappointing, and obesity rates in this country are alarming, and I just want to have an impact on kids and teach them how to live a healthy lifestyle and make good choices.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I would describe myself as a compassionate person, someone who cares, someone you can always come talk to if you need to talk to me, if you need help with something. I always want to help someone who's in need, and, you know, I like to be a reliable person as well.
What types of things make you happy?
Just simple things make me happy, you know, a nice sunny day. I like coming home and my dog's super excited to see me. Getting outside and being active, you know, playing some kind of sport, or just eating a good dinner, just simple things.
What types of things make you sad?
Types of things that make me sad, some of the more heavy things. Animal cruelty really hurts my heart. Any kind of people suffering. And then, you know, some silly things make me sad, like if my favorite sports team loses. It's just silly stuff like that, I guess.
Describe the world you come from and how that world has shaped who you are.
I feel like the world I came from was a pretty simple world. You know, just average middle-class family. Didn't have fancy things or anything, and it helps you appreciate the things you do have and the people you have in your life, and it really helps you just appreciate the simple things in life.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this?
I don't know if a skill would distinguish me from everyone else, but I would say a strength of mine is just being a good listener. I feel like a lot of people are comfortable coming to me when they just have something to talk about or get off their chest.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
Honesty, compassion, and just kindness. I think all three of those just kind of tie together, and I feel like if everyone, you know, displayed those qualities, it just could be a much more peaceful, peaceful, kind world.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you'd like to pass on to your own children?
Well, my mom, I would say, she specifically instilled in me just compassion and caring and just helping people. And then my dad, he was kind of tougher. He instilled in me just be accountable for your own actions, work for everything you get, just a strong work ethic.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I just like to spend time with my family, just hanging out, talking, enjoying a lunch or a dinner, and just a simple day, sitting out on the deck on a nice day and enjoying the day and just talking.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and why this gift was so special.
Last Christmas, I got a dog, a puppy, from my fiance's mom, and he just brought a lot of joy, a lot of happiness. I'm kind of obsessed with him. He's just like my best buddy. Just love the guy.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Oh, anything sports related. A lot of baseball, basketball, football, fishing, anything outdoors, anything active, even in the winter, sledding or just going out and playing in the snow.
What is your favorite book? What type of books do you enjoy? Do you have a favorite literary character?
My favorite book is probably The Great Gatsby. And that ties into my favorite literary character as well, Jay Gatsby. I like him because the book is basically about his life, and by the end of the book, he's still so mysterious to you. You still feel like you don't quite know him. I just think he's an intriguing character. And the type of books I enjoy, I can really read anything from anything nonfiction or fiction, mystery, action, even romance, I guess, anything really.
What is your favorite word and why?
Favorite word? First one that comes to mind is summer. I love summer. I just love to be outside and in February, you know, it's miserable. I just love the beautiful weather.
What was the last book you read? Who was your favorite character in that book?
The last book I read was a book called The System. It's actually a nonfiction book about all the scandals and all the kind of the nasty side of college football you don't see. It's really interesting because it just shows what kind of goes on behind the scenes. It's kind of an ugly business, I guess you could say.
What was the last movie you saw? Did you like it?
The last movie I saw was The Wolf of Wall Street, and I went to that one because I'm a big Leonardo DiCaprio fan, and I liked it. It was a bit vulgar, but very entertaining and based off a true story, and like I said, Leonardo DiCaprio is awesome.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
Anything. Basketball would be my favorite. Football, baseball, hockey. I loved watching soccer in the World Cup this summer. Almost anything.
What do you like to do for fun? What are your hobbies?
Just anything outdoors, anything being active. I like to play any kind of sport, recreational softball, recreational basketball. I like to play disc golf. I like to just take my dog on a walk outside. Anything outdoor related, anything being active, getting out of the house.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I would say I'm moderately creative. This might sound kind of silly, but maybe I'm not good at drawing or painting or anything like that, but I would say the best way I display my creativity is just kind of the landscaping I do in my yard and how I kind of design the outlook of the yard.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you've taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
I would say a risk I took was in college. I had went to a community college first and got my AA degree, and then I transferred and I was actually a journalism major for a couple years, and I realized it was just not for me, and I'd already been in college for about 5 years at this point, and it was, you know, it had been a lot of money, a lot of time put into it, and, you know, I made the decision to change majors and, you know, more money piling up, more student loans, but it paid off because I love what I do now. And you know, those student loans are gonna be there for a while, but it's all worth it.
Choose a prominent person whom you'd like to interview and explain why.
I'd probably like to interview the Dalai Lama. I just think he's just a beautiful person. He has a lot of beautiful words and ideas and thoughts just about how to make the world a better place. Just very inspirational man.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you've had and explain its impact on you.
The first one that comes to mind is back in college. I volunteered to be a one-on-one mentor at senior high school, and I didn't know what to expect, and it was actually a really rewarding experience. I really bonded with the student I was working with, and it just kind of solidified what I wanted to do with my life.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematical theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
The first one that comes to mind would be a piece of music, and that's Canon in D by Pachelbel. And the reason I say that one is just this was a piece of music written in the 1600s, I believe, and it's still timeless today. And I know a couple of people that challenge me on this piece of music and say it's simplistic and it's not good, and I always try to they challenge me, and I always try to prove them that it's not, that it's just a masterpiece.
Well, it's played all the time. It has to be.
Yeah, I know, and they will fight me that it is, they're kind of musical snobs, and they will fight me that it's a simplistic piece of music.
Have you ever experienced a moment of epiphany as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your impressions about it.
This would be another moment where I go back to college when I was currently a journalism major. I was coaching basketball at the time, and I was talking to a kid on the bench who was going through a rough time, and I felt like I really got through to him, and it just kind of hit me that just working with kids was what I wanted to do.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
There's so many options. Of everything in the world, probably riding on a boat through the water streets of Venice before the city goes down into the water. That would be really cool.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
Probably my dog and my fiance. They're just my two best friends.
What is your approach to life?
My approach to life is just to be a good person, to be a kind person, to be a compassionate person, and to help others, and just make a positive impact on society.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
I don't want to be repetitive, but the most difficult time in my life was when I was basically kind of miserable doing journalism, and I just felt kind of maybe a little lost, maybe like I didn't know what I wanted to do, but putting a lot of thought into it, talking with family, just really helped me figure out, and then life experiences helped me figure out what I wanted to do, and it just helped me realize that, you know, as stressed out as you can be, you know, everything works out for a reason and everything's going to be all right.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
Probably, like I said, I hate to be repetitive again, but probably getting, well, maybe getting my teaching license mailed to me because it was a long road coming, and Not only that, just getting a teaching license in the state, you have to pass like a million tests, and they cost a lot of money, and some of them are really challenging, and just getting that license just felt good.
What is your favorite dinner?
My favorite dinner is homemade spaghetti made by my mother.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Yes, my favorite board game was definitely Candyland. I thought the board was really cool looking, and it was a fun game. And when you're a kid, obviously you love candy, and it reminds you of that.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done?
Craziest thing I've ever done. Oh, I had an answer for this one, and now I can't think of it.
It's okay if you don't.
I feel like there's some obvious ones, and I'm just not thinking of them. I don't want to be boring and not have a good answer for that one, because I know there's something, and I.
You ride like a four-wheeler without a helmet or
I have done that, but that's
too crazy.
not too crazy. Maybe just I don't know, this isn't very crazy either. Maybe out of the normal, like I went to a Britney Spears concert. I don't know why. I thought that was kind of crazy because it was super expensive, and I don't know, that was kind of crazy. Or I swam through a super scary, like, kind of like an underwater cave in Mexico, and you couldn't see anything, and you didn't know what was beneath you. That was kind of scary. I got really close to a rattlesnake I saw once in the wild. I think animals are cool. I wanted to get close to it, and people were like yelling at me to get away. Or a Yellowstone, I got kind of close to a grizzly bear. I know that's stupid. I just wanted to get a good look. I don't know.
Those are
It's
good. What's the first thing you do in the morning?
first thing I do in the morning is let the dog out in the backyard so he can do his business.
Is there something you wish you could do, but you can't?
I wish I could sing. Singing, I just think is really beautiful, and I'm really bad at it. I just wish I could sing better. Be kind of fun.
What is your favorite season and why?
Favorite season is summer. I'm sure most people say that, but it's just it's a time to get outside and do a lot of things we don't have the opportunity to do in this climate too often.
What matters to you the most?
Just what matters to me the most is just being a good person that I the person like being a good person that I can live with. Like I don't wanna live a life where I don't like myself. So I just wanna be a good person and just be a positive, make a positive impact.
Tell us something that no one else knows about you unless they specifically asked you.
Can it be something embarrassing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I'm a big fan of. I like any kind of music, but I'm a big fan of, like, the boy bands, like Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Boys to Men, 98 Degrees. Not something I admit often, but big fan of that genre, I guess.
What's the funniest thing that's ever happened to you?
First thing that comes to mind is at the high school I work at, they do a student talent show and a staff talent show every year. And at the staff talent show, there was, five or six staff members doing their thing. And out of nowhere, the person calls my name to come up and sing. And I don't sing, so I knew someone was pulling a prank on me. So I went up there and trying to be a good sport, and everyone's expecting me to sing, but unfortunately I tell them I'm not gonna sing and I get booed, and but I make a few jokes to lighten the situation. But it was just a really good prank played against me that I was not expecting, and it kind of freaked me out when I heard my name called.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
One I really feel strongly about is just animal rights, helping animals. I was a 3-year donor to the Humane Society, but that was in college, and then, you're a poor college student. I couldn't quite afford it for after those 3 years, but just anything to help animals.
What's your family's brush with history?
The first one that comes to mind, I had a great uncle that was in a Nazi prison, and he got out, and he told me this. I heard this story so long ago, but that's one. And another one was my grandpa was also in World War II, and he actually, I don't know what kind of building it was, but he was on top of a building, and he actually took the Nazi flag off the building. And he brought it home with him, and like it's sitting in my parents' house. Kind of cool that he took one of those flags. I don't know what country he was in, but
What is your favorite joke?
this is one my little niece told me recently. I just thought it was cute coming from her mouth. She said, "What kind of animal should you never play poker with?" And the answer was a cheetah. I just thought that was cute coming from my niece.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
This might sound kind of silly, but I don't know what I would call a superhero, but I would have like healing powers to help animals. If like, let's say a family dog was sick, I could come help that family dog heal and maybe reverse its age and continue to bring happiness to that family. Losing a dog or a pet's the worst feeling, so something to help animals, I guess.
If you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
There's so many places you could go with this one. One is, this might be kind of a boring answer, but I'd like to go into the White House and maybe hear some secrets the American public doesn't hear, or go into some meetings in the White House. That could be maybe kind of interesting. Or I don't mean to sound like a snob or something, but I like to go into like a McDonald's food meeting and see how they can spin their food as being somewhat nutritious. They drive me crazy, but something like that.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what quality do you like least?
The quality I like best in myself is just being compassionate. I just think it's important to be compassionate and just help others. And then one I like the least is I'm kind of a worrier, and sometimes it'll cause me to like lose sleep at night, sit up worrying, and it's usually really petty, dumb things, and I just wish I could not worry about stuff so much.
Why did you choose to become a teacher as your line of work?
Well, I just thought I could have. First off, I loved working with kids in college, coaching and mentoring. It's a rewarding experience, and I just really, really wanted to help make an impact on kids, teaching them about healthy lifestyles and making healthy decisions. And if we could get, a lot of people to help, just a lot. If I don't know where I'm trying to go with this, like if everyone did their part, in kind of helping kids at a young age learn these lifestyles, and it just would go a long way. I just want to help kids.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
most interesting about work is just no day is the same. You never know what you're gonna see, what you're gonna hear. Just every day is different. It's actually kind of exciting because you don't know what's gonna happen that day.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be? Why would you choose this career?
Maybe wanna be like a counselor, maybe like a school counselor or a family counselor, just because I feel like I'm good at listening and people feel comfortable opening up to me, and I just feel like I could just be, I feel like I could succeed at those type of careers.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
Okay, 10 years from now, I would, for work, I hope to be, I kind of want to work with elementary school kids. I hope to be working with elementary school kids or high school kids. Middle school kids are tough, so either elementary or high school teaching. Family, I'm thinking I'll be married by then, still hopefully, and probably one kid, maybe two, maybe one boy, one girl, if fate would allow that. And travel, definitely want to go to Italy, and kind of a dream vacation would be an African safari. It's one that I've talked about a lot, of doing that one.
Tell me what you consider a romantic evening.
A romantic evening would just be, honestly, just having a night at home with a movie and maybe some wine and just spending some alone time together. Nothing fancy, just something simple, spending time together.
What do you love most about your fiance?
She's just very generous, very kind person. She's always willing to help me if I need help with anything, and she's just a very positive, caring, generous person.
What's the nicest thing you could do for your fiance?
Nicest thing I could do for her. I feel like she's kind of like me. She just appreciates the simple things, like if she's had a tough day at work, just, her shoulders hurt, give her a massage, or maybe make dinner for her, or just anything. She gets kind of the joy out of the simple things too, so anything kind of like that, I guess.
How did you meet your fiance?
We actually had a mutual friend, and we met at our mutual friend's birthday party, probably about close to 8 years ago, and we didn't know each other. We just met through a mutual friend at a birthday party.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Well, there's a couple reasons. One is I know a family that went this route to start a family, and they couldn't be happier. And it goes along with helping people. I think if you could help someone get the same happiness that the family I know has, then that's a bonus. And obviously, you get compensated for it. Obviously, that's another motivation.
Is there a message you'd like to add for anyone listening to this interview?
Okay. I just think that, I mean, I think I've kind of said everything, but I think my whole family is, it kind of runs in the family, just being kind of a real, like, compassion and having a big heart, and we're kind of sensitive, I guess, softies, and I don't know, maybe the Italian genes would be appealing. I don't know, that sound maybe sounds kind of silly. I'm tall, and I'm athletic. Those would be maybe qualities that would be appealing. And I feel like I just come from a good, caring family that is kind, I guess.
That's awesome.
This concludes donor audio interview 4857.